Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. Have you ever wondered about working with dragons as spiritual guides? They're awesome. I am not going to lie. And with Saturday being the Lunar New Year and we move into the Year of the Dragon, it seemed super appropriate for me to actually bring this to the forefront. So dragons help us step into our power. They help us unlock everything that actually holds us back, keeps us from speaking our truth, keeps us from, well, embodying our full potential in a way that is aligned with our heart and soul. And the Year of the Dragon for 2024, the predominant colors for this year are blue and yellow, which is amazing because blue is for the throat chakra. Blue, you know, working with the color blue or even the energy helps us actually unlock our voice. It helps us grow in confidence with how we speak and how we present ourselves to others, not just through vocal means, but expression in general. Artistically, creatively, you know, our body manners, mannerisms, and everything else. And yellow is the color for the solar plexus, our power center. It is also the color of the sun and positivity and joy. And the Year of the Dragon for the Chinese zodiac this year is the wood dragon, because they actually have each animal associated with the elements as well, and it's awesome. And the wood dragon is here to help us ground into our power, ground it into the physical reality so we may fully embody that here in the physical realms. So our actions match our energy. Our thoughts and our hearts are aligned, and it all actually radiates outward for everyone here in the physical world. And that is a phenomenal upgrade. And working with dragons can actually help us boost all of that and so much more. Now, they wanted me to tell you a little story about my very first encounter with a dragon spirit. I'd always loved dragons as a kid, and to be honest, it wasn't until I was an adult that I even realized, whoa, you know, they're actually real, maybe not in the physical sense for us to see in this world, but spiritually, etherically, on other worlds, other dimensions, and so much more. And a few years ago, I was meditating. I had encountered a young lady who was asking for help in a group that we're both in for her daughter, who had just been put into the hospital under watch for attempts at unaliving herself. Ooh, getting emotional here. The guides are with me here as well, so the emotions are flowing through, and I've been there. So I've attempted in the past, especially when I was breaking free from a very, very toxic relationship. And I felt for her. So I decided, I sought her permission first, like, hey, can I send her some loving, healing energies? She agreed. She's like, hey, anything that can help. So I did this whole ritual, used the bath as a wonderful medium because water is very symbolic of the subconscious. And that's what we were trying to reach, because a lot of that is just under the surface. And use candles, herbs, incense, wonderfully healing, soothing music. And then I set my intention to open up my heart space and send her the energies that would help nourish her, the young lady in the hospital, in her highest good. I just wanted her to feel loved and supported. I wanted her to realize that there is hope. And to help nourish that little seedling of hope within her. So she would take the actions necessary to actually, take the therapy seriously, take the meds, whatever means necessary to help her heal and grow and thrive. And I was in the bath, meditating to the music, focusing my energy outward. It was my very first time sending energy across long distance to somebody. So this was an experiment for me, and it was just a wonderful way to help somebody in need. And while I was visually reaching out with my energy to the young lady, a dragon came up. I had to sense that I was really, really high in the sky because I was trying to reach another state. And behind my eyelids, instead of the visuals that I had in my mind's eye, behind my eyelids, in the darkness behind the eyelids, I actually had the outline of a Oriental style dragon. And it looked like, if you look at line art, when somebody draws something, it's not in color or anything. It was just like shades of gray making the outline of the dragon and the scales and some of the cool features out of the darkness. And it was just like, whoa, what is this? And I heard in my mind's eye, my spiritual sense of hearing or something, whatever you want to call it, honestly. Basically, the dragon was inquiring as to what I thought I was doing. And come to find out, this particular dragon was a guardian spirit for that family. They are here with me now, and they were with that young lady, trying to get through to her to say, hey, you're supported. Don't get, ooh, all the feels, sorry. Like, hey, don't give up. We got you. And the boost of energy that I was able to send to her helped her. It did go through, and the dragon was there to make sure that it was all in her highest good. It's like, hey, are you trying to attack her or something like that? They were doing their protective duty, and they guided my energy directly to the young lady and helped anchor it within her. It was a truly amazing experience. And that shows that it goes to show that, our spiritual guides, they help us as well as in so many different ways they help us. And we can connect with the spiritual guides of others to help them as well. And energy healers, light workers, people who are always sending out love and so many other uplifting, healing energies, that is a way that we can connect and help. And consent does matter. And, talking to the spiritual team of the other person helps a lot because that is a barrier that we have to break through or work through or get escorted through, depending on the situation. And in this case, the dragon guide helped me understand a little more about the situation. No personal details of the young lady. It was more how they were helping and how they love to help people in general. And they let me know that absolutely everyone has a dragon spirit guardian with them, whether it be through the family line or just individually or both. We all have so many different types of individuals on our spiritual team, and it is absolutely magical and wonderful. And they come in all shapes and sizes. It's been a wild ride since then. They have helped me. This particular dragon has helped me unlock and heal that pit of despair within my heart that led me to attempting myself in the past. And that was hard. There's a whole lot of emotions that come up and are triggering when we are digging through into the subconscious to release all the muck, all the yuck, all the hurt, all the trauma and turmoil. And then we have to, well, one, we have to be ready to let go of it. We can't identify as, as that hurt individual anymore. We have to be able to let it go and then figure out a way forward. It's like, who am I without this baggage? And this particular dragon guide helped me and worked with my spiritual team, became a part of my spiritual team as well, to help me do just that. And after working with them, I found out I had even more that I didn't even know about. So it's been amazing. And they want you to know that we all have so many more guides than we even know about, that we can even fathom consciously, but we have such a wide support system throughout the entirety of the universe. So every time that you feel alone, know without a shadow of a doubt that you truly are not alone. You are supported, you are loved, and you are so completely worthy of all of that support and love. I will always say that. I'm a huge advocate for mental health support, therapy, counseling, medications, whatever's needed in the moment, or even long term. Because quite honestly, medication and therapy saved my life. It did. Because it wasn't until years later that I was ready to actually do the shadow work and heal on the deeper levels. Without that therapy and that medication, I would not have been in the energetic, emotional, or even mental space to be able to take on that healing. Sometimes it does take years, and that's okay. That's when we have to have patience with ourselves and give ourselves the grace and the compassion. It's like, hey, I'm healing. I'm better than where I was. I'm growing. I'm healing. And that is wonderful, because every step forward is progress, no matter how small. Because we may not see in the physical, you know, the changes that we're making, but we feel them. And the things that are happening energetically, they can be absolutely humongous shifts. And we only see it in the physical as a little blip, a little, you know, a small milestone in the physical. It's like, oh, hey, I reacted differently. I reacted healthier to that, you know, person saying these things, or whatever the case is. But energetically, that is huge. And it all adds up. And healing like that, it hurts. It's scary. It can feel just very, very yucky. It can, but it is worth it, especially when you have, or it makes it easier when you have a support system physically that you can go talk to, a counselor, therapist, coach, healer, friends who've been there or who get it, or just, you know, anybody who wants to help, help you vent, help you get it out. Getting creative and getting it out can help as well. But just know that your support system includes those on the spiritual side of things. We may not always be able to see them. We may not always be able to feel them, but they are there rooting for us, supporting us, helping us, and nudging us like, hey, go do the thing. That's that thing you're interested in. Go do it. It's going to help a lot. Go for it. We got you. We're supporting you. Come on. So working with dragons helps us heal at many different levels. It helps us get stronger and more resilient along the way. And it's not like they don't always give out like harsh lessons or anything like that. They're not all rough and gruff. They can be extremely gentle, loving, compassionate, and caring. Reach out to yours. If you decide to do so, envision a protective circle around you, whether it be with lunar energy, like with a selenite wand, or drawing down the moon, or, you know, divine white light, or whatever color that appeals to you for, you know, protective energies. So you could just make sure you're in a sacred, safe space. That way you're reaching out to somebody who is on your spiritual team who loves you unconditionally. That was only one way that you can do protections. There are so many other ways, and they're all awesome. They all work depending on, you know, whatever resonates with you the most. So experiment, try it out, and reach out to your spiritual team. And you can set the intention that, you know, you are only connecting with those who love you unconditionally. And that way it creates a boundary. It's like, all right, no one else can enter. If you have ill will, nope, I'm not talking to you. And it works. It does. I have been working on a coloring book for, well, over a year now. I've been trying to get it right. And I have one specifically for the Dragon Guide. So I am putting it for free on Facebook for that one page. If you email me, I will send it to you completely free. It is my email is njones@techwitchlair.com. N for Nikki, N Jones, Nikki Jones at techwitchlair.com. So I love you. I support you. Go have fun. And always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved. Thank you.